Let's talk about some of the metaphors, and specifically the military metaphor for football. Do you remember the late comedian George Carlin's routine where he compares football to baseball?
Absolutely. It
Do you?
was hilarious and great. And one of the reasons why I wrote this book, I mean, it was definitely an inspiration.
In football, the object is for the quarterback, otherwise known as the field general, to be on target with his aerial assault, riddling the defense by hitting his receivers with deadly accuracy, in spite of the blitz, even if he has to use the shotgun. With short bullet passes and long bombs, he marches his troops into enemy territory, balancing this aerial assault with a sustained ground attack which punches holes in the forward wall of the enemy's defensive line.
Sal Palantonio, you caution actually that military metaphors may not be the best ones to use when describing football. What do you mean?
Well, you know, I'm a former naval officer, and, you know, I've been around the military my whole life. And war is not like football. War is with real bullets and people die. And when I cover football for ESPN, I'm very careful not to use war metaphors. But what I try to show in the book, How Football Explains America, and I have a chapter called How Football Explains West Point, is that the influence of the military on football is quite profound and long-lasting. It basically started in earnest right after World War I. And Woodrow Wilson's charge to General Douglas MacArthur at that time was, let's make athletics more and more important at the military academy as a way to mold men who will become Army officers. And he hired Red Blake. And Red Blake, of course, in the 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s, became the most famous football coach in his time anywhere in the country. And Red Blake hired Vince Lombardi. And, you know, the tenets of field position and organization and discipline and all those things that were handed down by MacArthur to Blake, to Lombardi, that strand of DNA that runs through all of those guys really is an important thing in order to understand how the military culture has influenced football to this day.